We're back on In Focus here at News Radio KMAN. City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler are our guests here this morning. City Commission meets at 7 p.m. this evening. And if you've got any questions or comments, feel free to give us a call here, 785-537-1350, and we'll try to get your questions answered. We are up to item C here on the general agenda, and that has to do with the new joint maintenance facility going in over there off of Levee Drive and Highway 24. And this is another ordinance, an annexing request, it looks like.
Right, Brandon. This is an area out by our wastewater treatment plant. The treatment plant and the Manhattan flood levee system are already in the city, but there's an area near the wastewater treatment plant that is not, hasn't been annexed, has the West Star substation there. So it's an area that's been agricultural land. We purchased land from the owners there in order to expand and develop the joint maintenance facility. So we're wanting to annex it into the city and zone it appropriately. And that's what this requested action is in front of the commission, to annex the 36.5-acre site and also to rezone it from county agricultural district to I-3 light industrial district for city zoning. And then we're also at a future date going to address some engineering consultant work that needs to be done for the intersection there at Levee Drive and US 24, ultimately to signalize that intersection and make some turning lane improvements there as well, which we certainly believe is some of that's needed already today, just based on the current traffic demand from the business park and other areas, and would certainly be more warranted as we develop the joint maintenance facility there.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's not very far from another controlled intersection there. Just I don't know how far, but McCollin 24, but that's pretty darn close to that.
Yeah, the traffic's rolling in pretty quick there, and so it's a pretty good distance away. But it's one that the signals are warranted there. Additional traffic turning lane, both from a deceleration lane as well as a left-hand protected turn. There's enough volume there just from the businesses that are on Levee Drive to the north there with the Armory and Purple Wave and the lumber yard and FedEx. And there's quite a bit of activity along that corridor, the distributing company from Pepsi.
And Mr. Fear, I know you updated Pottawatomie County last week on this issue. They had some questions and some concerns, but one of the things I remember you addressing here is why this site was chosen. And maybe for those who didn't tune into the meeting last week, can you kind of reiterate why the city was interested in this property?
Sure. We looked at several locations around the community for this joint facility. We felt like this was a good location. You know, our oldest infrastructure is in the older part of town, so we'd like to be close to that. And this was one of the closest sites. Obviously, the land that we've had over the years there at South Juliet, which no longer meets our needs, is something we plan to sell. Having access to near our plants as well as the older part of town is a critical piece where a good majority of our work is done. So that was one of the main factors for staying somewhere close to the downtown and the older part of town area.
All right. Mr. Butler, kind of your thoughts on that site?
Well, anyone that, has wandered down and taken a look at the shops at the Juliet facility could see the need for improving that. I mean, those buildings were, designed. I mean, you go down and look at some of the sheds and things that the maintenance crews are using. They were designed for very smaller vehicles, back in the 60s. Some of those buildings, I guess that was an old oil company shop at one point, and I think that was designed back in the 30s, maybe earlier. And so that facility just totally inadequate, and it's just not a good thing to have people working in those kind of facilities. And we need to retain our staff and the people that are out there. So it's definitely time for an upgrade. And it's going to take a while. I mean, they're still going to be there for, you know, several more months before we get this facility in place. But at least we've got a plan to improve it, and that should make everybody feel a lot better.
And what is the timetable on that? How soon do you plan to have people moved in?
So we're still in design on the building. We're in the kind of the final design stages. And so the next step will be to, we have selected a contractor that would be McCowan Gordon and their team. And again, we're looking at developing a guaranteed maximum price for the facility. And so a contract with them for the guaranteed maximum price and construction. Anticipate, late spring, early summer for that item and the design to be all completed for them to submit that. And then that'll go to the commission. And hopefully by midsummer, we'll be under construction, probably close to a year to construct. So probably mid to latter part of 22 before we're in a position to move in there.
All right. Well, with the increased traffic that'll go in and out of there, I imagine at some point that's going to create some more congestion on Highway 24 there. It's four lanes now. Do you see a need maybe down the road for that to be widened? And I know that's a state highway, so it's kind of maybe a little out of your control.
Yeah, I know the MPO has done some, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, which does transportation planning for the region, has looked at alternatives along that corridor, and there are anticipated additional lanes that are likely in the future. What that future date, what some of the triggers are. You know, one of the things as you go further east that is a challenge along that corridor is the number of intersections that there are and driveways that connect to a major highway. So that's one of the things that we try to get rid of is, try to develop more frontage roads and backage roads so that you don't have all these driveway accesses along what's your major arterial, which causes all kinds of safety problems. That's one of the things we're working on the North Campus corridor is try to eliminate a lot of those driveways. And so that's one of the bigger challenges. Of course, that's all out in the county, and that becomes more of an issue. But I know from a planning perspective, that'll be a key areas that Blue Township and areas to the east along that 24 corridor continue to grow as that traffic management plan for the future will be a significant key.
All right. Sounds like we have a phone call here as I drop my pen. Go ahead. It sounds like Paul is on the line. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning. The sun is shining in Manhattan. It's always shining at Cayman. But anyway, I know a gentleman that made a suggestion a few years ago. We had a plant out there that was converting electric cars that we all paid for. It was paid for by the taxpayers. And then it ended up, they broke one building off and sold to a private entity. Then they broke a building off and sold to Kansas National Guard. Well, the guy that told me this, he said, why doesn't the city use that? They've got a whole bunch of buildings conglomerated around. Well, the suggestion was made, and then you could have the county maybe be there too, and they wouldn't have had to build several $1 million worth of things up there, and the school buses could have been there too. We had three entities in there sharing the property. We sold it for $2 or $3. Is there any buildings that you look to the future with all this businesses going down the drain that we could use and slow up? I don't know what you're paying for that building out there. Maybe we could find a better location. We had a place out there where the car museum is. That would have been okay. It's pretty located. What about putting it up by the fire station? We've already got facilities up there, plenty of room to park, centrally located, get wherever you need to go. We have to quit spending. I think it's been said on this program before. We have to quit spending.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. Any comments, guys, on that?
Well, the building they referenced to is now the National Guard Armory, which we sold at market value. It was something that was done for transportation design manufacturing that was a electrical vehicle as well as a natural gas conversion, CNG, compressed natural gas conversion facility that just didn't, the demand didn't pan out at the time. So if it were starting today, that might be something else. But we did look for other existing facilities, and actually one of the biggest priorities right now from an economic development standpoint is companies that are looking for existing facilities. So I think there would be more demand for private companies to utilize those facilities versus government.
And one of the interesting things there on spending, by putting the shop in agricultural land, we're really not taking any we're not doing any damage to property tax. But if you moved it into facilities that private business could operate, it would have an impact on the tax base. And so it does make a little bit of sense to use the agricultural land and convert it. And also, we're talking 36 acres here. There isn't a whole lot of space where you can find 36 acres. And the idea to move it out by the fire station, well, that's property belongs to Kansas State, and it's currently leased to the city. And in fact, that's going to run out, and we're going to have a problem with our training facility in the next few years.
Yeah, and we're, you know, obviously the existing facilities we're hoping to sell and put back on the tax rolls as well. So, you know, I appreciate the comment, though.
Yeah. All right. Item D here is another ordinance consideration here, and this one has to do with Meadowlark Hills facility that's being planned right now.
Right. So Meadowlark is planning some improvements to their campus area there. They have are wanting to put in some additional apartment units, as well as an activity center, as well as some doctor's offices that are primarily for their campus use, but would be open to the public for, I believe, 55 and older patrons. And so it is a planned unit development. And so to modify their layout, they have to get a zoning amendment to their plan. And they're asking for that on behalf of the city. And they have been in front of the planning board, and the planning board and staff do recommend approval for this modification.
All right. Mayor Butler, any comments on that one?
I think, you know, it looks pretty straightforward, and that facility's done real well. And so I don't see any issues with that one at all.
All right. Well, that wraps up the general agenda items here. Again, a bunch of ordinances and rezoning here from all recommended from the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board. And those will be considered here tonight at the city meeting. We'll come back and take a look at the consent agenda here. We'll take our final break of the program and get into that. We'll take your calls here again, continuing 785-537-1350. In Focus continues after this on KMAN.